from JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I've never seen a number like it. I mean, this is dairy lactose. I mean, I know it's a, you know, it's a niche product, but lactose, it's 17.7%.
I know.
What an auction.
What an option. I can't profess to be an expert in lactose pricing, but I look at the 3.7% rise in the index and I think at every product really doing reasonably well. And look, dairy's fallen off the radar a little bit in the last couple of weeks, hasn't it, given the broader discussion about trade and impact of tariffs. But this is a timely reminder, Mike, that an important pillar of New Zealand's economic structure is going very well.
Couldn't agree more.
Dairy industry enjoying a strong run of prices. That's continued overnight. So 4.7% lift in skim milk powder, 4.1% lift in whole milk powder. Whole milk powder particularly been on a very strong trend, little retracement in December, but generally that trend's been strong for the middle of last year. Look, currency is helping exporters as well at the moment. We don't know to the degree to which that impacts here because Fonterra do have a hedging policy in place, but this is a bright light in the economic landscape, isn't it?
Speaking of bright lights, Rod Duke's with us after 6.30, but it was flat, but it's still pretty good given everything, isn't it?
I think so. So, you know, we've got labour market numbers today, Mike, a key piece of data before February review of monetary policy said. Look, we saw a bit of a lull, haven't we, in New Year. We had a bit of a reality check in those confidence surveys released in January. So you had a big lift in confidence latter part of 24. But now we were really looking forward to the full impact of lower interest rates over 2025. That's moderated a bit. Now, yesterday, listed retailer Briscoe's Group released their result for quarterly sales to January 26. Now, these suggest that confidence lull could also be reflected in retail sales. Now, I'm comfortable using Briscoe's as a bit of a barometer for the retail sector. Look, it's not perfect, but I think you can argue that it's one of our most resilient and arguably experienced and successful retailers. So they reported sales growth for the fourth quarter, just under 1%. Not huge, but it is growth. Full year group sales were pretty much flat on last year, $245 million worth of sales. Rod Duke noted that it was an extremely difficult year for retail. So you have to say that achieving a flat result was actually a good outcome. And I will speculate, Mike, I will speculate that there will be plenty of other retailers who would be very pleased to report a similar result. So online channel, that continues to grow, now close to 20% of overall sales. Expect net profit after tax to be in line with recent guidance, so no surprises. And they expect, and Roger will speak to this, I suspect, but they'll expect the difficult retail environment to continue into the 2025 calendar year.
Okay, building, where are we at?
What's happening? Construction consents for December fell 5.6% compared to November. November rose, sort of cancelled each other out. Take a broader view, 12 months to end of December, 9.8% lower than 12 months to end of Dec 23. So you've got about 33,600 new homes consented across the country. One region did lift, Otago. Don't know what's happening there. Few regions fell by more than 20%. Nelson, Wellington, Waikato, Auckland consents fell 10%. Non-residential consents a bit more resilient, but again, the 12-month number shows a fall there. Mike, there's no evidence here of an upward trend, but I think we can say that the trend has plateaued.
Good.
If you look at the 12-month rolling consent totals, pretty stable now for the whole second half of 2024, sitting around 33,500, obviously significantly below the peak that we saw sort of 2022, when running at over 50,000 consents. We've dropped back to 2018 levels, but importantly, it's not getting worse. Further cuts to the OCR will be supportive of the housing market. You'd look for recovery, I think, in the second half of this year. Then, of course, you get a lag between consents rising and actual building. But it's not getting any worse, Mike, and we'll take that.
We will indeed. What are the numbers?
Yep. Dow Jones, all recovery. What's this tariffs thing? Who cares? The Dow Jones, 44,475. It's up only 0.1%, but it's up. S&P 500 up 0.68%. Over 6,035, and the NASDAQ 19,577. It's up 186 points, just under 1%. Google numbers this morning, a little bit later as well. FTSE 100 overnight down 13 points, 8570. The Nikkei up 0.75%, 38,798. The ASX 200 down 5 points, 8373. We gained 0.75% yesterday, 95 basis points, 12,905. Kiwi dollar has recovered. US dollar lower, 0.5648 against the US, 0.9030 Aussie, 0.5439 euro, 0.4523 pounds, 87.25 Japanese yen. Gold, still strong, $2,841. Small lift in Brent crude, $76.22.
Well, I'll see you Friday. You're doing the four-dayer.
Four-dayer.
There's your
you
product.
Got talked out of it, didn't you?
There's your productivity problem right there, Andrew. You think about that as you have a good time.
Mitigating circumstances, I will argue.
Oh, God, yeah. Of course there are. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.